What or how was the father-son relationship of the Buddha and his son Rahula? Are there any suttas, teachings in regards to their own relationship and of their family? Rahula was just a young boy when the Buddha came back the first time to Kapilavatthu, which is where he grew up. And his mother said to, ask the Buddha for your inheritance. And Rahula came up to the Buddha and sort of had this feeling of, kind of awe, appreciation, the coolness of being in the Buddha's presence. And of course, the Buddha gave him his inheritance. He ordained him as a novice. and then taught and trained him. And it doesn't actually say at what age Rahula became fully enlightened, but I think it was in his early adulthood that he was fully enlightened. And there's a very lovely teaching that the Buddha gives to Rahula when Rahula is still a fairly young boy, young novice. And it's just around proper speech and engaging one's actions through that, in the sense of, somebody who tells a deliberate lie, and this is, this, and he uses a dipper or a dish with water, and many illustrations of, is that you see this little bit of water, and somebody who's doesn't speak the truth is sort of, they're just sort of that, like that little bit of water. You see that little, throws it away. You see that little bit, that water that was thrown away. Well, somebody who doesn't hold to the truth has sort of thrown their virtue away. There's just these illustrations to a young boy. You see this empty dish. And so in the same way, somebody who doesn't adhere to truth, they've emptied themselves. So it's a very, very lovely teaching to a young boy. And the teaching that prior to Rahula was sort of a catalyst for the Buddha, for Rahula's enlightenment, was one day when he's going an alms round with the Buddha, and of course, the Buddha's he would have been maybe late 40s, yeah, late 40s, that's sort of the peak of his, kind of presence and charisma, and Rahula sort of walking along kind of behind and sort of looking at the Buddha and saying, the Buddha is, it's really a, awesome being. And he has this presence about him, and he looks so sort of handsome and dignified, and I'm his son, and probably got some of that too, sort of proliferating. And the Buddha turns around and sort of rebukes him for what's going on in his mind. How can I go on an alms round after being rebuked by the Buddha? So he says, I better not go. So he goes off and practices meditation. And that's also where Sariputta comes along and then gives instruction on the, I think, in mindfulness of breathing. In the elements. You remember that sutta? On the elements as well, isn't it?
And also asubha and loving kindness.
Oh, yeah, asubha and loving kindness. Anyway, it's a very comprehensive teaching, and that was a real catalyst for his getting down to the real roots of the practice. There's also, say, there was a rule in the Vinaya that was laid down when Rahula ended up without a place to sleep one night. Other monks had taken all the dwelling places, and then so that there is the Buddha laid a rule down to be because of feeling compassionate and responsible for his son, but then also the effect that would have for others. So there's sort of rules of decorum. There's a rule when monastics ordain, they need to have their permission from their parents. And that came about, I think it was after the ordination of Rahula. Of course, the Buddha left home and ordained. And then he ordained his cousin, Nanda, on his wedding day. That didn't go over very well with the family. And then he ordained Rahula and his son. And his father came and he said, "It's like when you left home, that was just, just like pierced the heart, and was just, and then when Nanda, you ordained Nanda, and that was just so painful and distressing, but ordaining Rahula is just, it's like cut to the bone." He says, "You should, please, if in the future, if you could make a rule that, parents' permission should be sought before ordination." So that's a rule that is still sort of on the books and is held to, and that sort of because of that sort of family relationship of sort of the grandfather, the father, the Buddha's son.